I stared at the arrival board, watching as flight after flight arrived on time. The flight from Seattle crept closer to the top of the board. And then, when I had only 30 minutes to make my escape, the numbers changed. His plane was 10 minutes early. I had no more time. "I think I'll eat now," I said quickly. Alice stood. "I'll come with you." "Do you mind if Jasper comes instead?" I asked. "I'm feeling a little..." I didn't finish the sentence. My eyes were wild enough to convey what I didn't say. Jasper stood up. Alice's eyes were confused, but I saw to my relief, not suspicious. She must be attributing the change in her vision to some maneuver of the trackers, rather than a betrayal by me. Jasper walked silently beside me, his hand on the small of my back, as if he were guiding me. I pretended a lack of interest in the first few airport cafes, my head scanning for what I really wanted. And there it was, around the corner, out of Alice's sharp sight, the level 3 ladies' room. "Do you mind?" I asked Jasper as we passed. "I'll just be a moment." "I'll be right here," he said. As soon as the door shut behind me, I was running. I remembered the time I had gotten lost from this bathroom because it had 2 exits. Outside the far door, it was only a short sprint to the elevators. And if Jasper stayed where he said he would, I'd never be in his line of sight. I didn't look behind me as I ran. This was my only chance. And even if he saw me, I had to keep going. People stared, but I ignored them. Around the corner, the elevators were waiting, and I dashed forward, throwing my hand between the closing doors of a full elevator headed down. I squeezed in beside the irritated passengers and checked to make sure that the button for level 1 had been pushed. It was already lit, and the doors closed. As soon as the door opened, I was off again, to the sound of annoyed murmurs behind me. I slowed myself as I passed the security guards by the luggage carousels, only to break into a run again as the exit doors came into view. I had no way of knowing if Jasper was looking for me yet. I would have only seconds if he was following my scent. I jumped out the automatic doors, nearly smacking into the glass when they opened too slowly. Along the crowded curb, there wasn't a cab in sight. I had no time. Alice and Jasper were either about to realize I was gone, or they already had. They would find me in a heartbeat.